Hello, 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 and welcome everyone. This is Becca, also known as DJ Sky, and this is another great episode of the Rewind Podcast where we talk about different older shows that I love and discussing them. Anywhere from Leave It to Beaver, Different Strokes, Dennis the Menace, Petticoat Junction, Andy Griffith Show, Head of the Class, Green Acres, Hogan's Heroes, Adam 12, Emergency, Punky Brewster, My Favorite Martian, Donna Reed Show, and much, much more. You're listening to the Rewind Podcast with Becca.
You rang.
That was me attempting to do an impression of Lurch from the Addams Family TV show, which is actually one of the shows that we're going to be talking about today. Today, we're going to be talking about two different shows that are very similar, but also very different. We're going to be talking about the Addams Family and the Munsters. Most people are familiar with the Addams Family. It's the one with Gomez, Morticia, Wednesday, Pugsley, Uncle Fester, Lurch, and Grandmama. Because there's a ton of different movies and TV shows and stuff out there about it. Especially with the Wednesday TV show, it has become very popular. But there's another show that was out around the same time. Addams Family ran from 1964 to 1966. But a TV show that ran also from 1964 to 1966 is The Munsters. So The Munsters is similar. It's got like a similar vibe to Addams Family. It's got like the creepy, weird things and everything like that. But it's also very different because where the Addams Family, it's basically normal people that act weird and creepy. The Munsters are actual monsters that act like normal people. They, for the most part, have a normal job. They go to normal schools. They're obviously just going to be slightly odd because they are monsters, but they're more, in my opinion, they're more normal than the Addams Family are. So starting off with the family, we have Lily, that is the daughter of Count Dracula, which is Grandpa. So they're both vampires. And then she's married to Herman Munster. He is basically Frankenstein. And then their son, Eddie, he's a werewolf. And then you have Marilyn. She is their niece, but both of her parents died, so they just kind of took her in. It's so entertaining and so fun. And each one of the characters, they all have a different personality, where personally in Addams Family, they're all quite similar. They're all just weird. And for me, it's probably just because I've just seen so much Addams Family stuff. I already know the characters. And Munsters, I just feel like the characters are so much more, they have so much more of a personality. It's kind of disappointing that they never did a crossover between the Addams Family and the Munsters. I mean, I get it because they do seem, like from the outside, they seem very similar. So I guess they didn't want to have confusion, but it would have been great. Like Lily and Morticia would be like sharing decorating tips. Eddie would go run around playing with Wednesday and Pugsley. Herman, he'd probably go hang out with Lurch because they're both like Frankenstein-esque. Grandpa would probably go hang out with, I don't know if he would hang out with Gomez or Uncle Fester. I feel like he would do either. He'd chill with one of them. Marilyn would probably just hang out with Lily and Morticia because she just seems like that kind of person. Definitely suggest watching the Addams Family TV show from the 60s, but I also highly, highly, highly recommend watching The Munsters. We recently just rewatched some of it at my house, and I'm just like, oh, this is such a good show. But I also have a little bit of a bone to pick. So we've already discussed that Addams Family is very popular. It's been made into a bunch of different movies, bunch of different TV shows. It's very popular. Munsters hasn't got much attention. It did get a little attention in 2022. I don't know what I think of this. So Rob Zombie made a Munsters movie. I don't know what I think about this. On IMDb, it has a 4.5 rating. And I watched the trailer and I think they tried too much to be like the character in the TV show. I mean, just looking at the trailer, I haven't watched the movie, but I feel like they tried way too hard to be like the TV show when they should have just done, they should have done what Adam's Family did and like have the same characters, same basic thing, but just put their own twist on it. Reinvent the Adam's Family. They should have done that with the Munsters, because for me, those characters in the Munsters, they're so iconic. You're never going to exactly replicate that. And if you're trying to replicate it and fail, it's just not going to be as entertaining. I mean, I'll give them this. The person that played Herman did do a very good impression of Herman's laugh, because Herman has a very iconic laugh. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. But it just looks weird and not a good weird. I don't know. I really have mixed feelings. I mean, the set pieces and stuff are great. The sets and the costumes are fine. The makeup and the acting, everything, it just looks weird. So yeah, I don't know. I'm rewatching this trailer and I don't know. It just looks weird. I mean, it's also partly probably because it's in color and the original show was in black and white. So seeing them like painted green and blue. Now that I've gone on that rant, so you guys are now a little familiar with the Addams Family and the Munsters. So now we've already discussed this, I like taking quizzes. I'm going to take a quiz because I've watched quite a bit of both Addams Family and Munsters. So we're going to take a quiz to see, it's going to give the description of something in one of the shows and I have to figure out whether it's the Munsters or the Addams Family. Okay, first question. Which show's premiere episode featured a visit from a truancy officer? Oh gosh, first episodes. I'm trying to think. I feel like it was Addams Family because there was like an episode where it was like all about them making sure that they go to school. Yep, yes! Which family patriarch dressed up as the mighty King Arthur? Goodness gracious. I mean, I feel like it would be Gomez, but I'm pretty sure there was an episode where they were going to a Halloween party, and I'm pretty sure Herman dressed up as King Arthur. So I think I'm going to go Munsters. Yes, I was right. Yeah, because Lily went as Little Bo Peep. Yeah. What family's spooky dwelling is threatened by a potential pipeline running under the home? I don't know. See, this is bad because the houses are so similar. I'm going to go Addams Family. Ugh, it was Munsters. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So when the city wants to run a pipeline directly under the Munsters' home, Grandpa's basement laboratory is threatened. That makes sense. Which family attracted the attention of federal officers with some coded message sent over from ham radio? I know this one in an instant. That one's Addams Family. Which one of these fearsome fathers start a major diet plan on Thanksgiving? I'm pretty sure that one's the Munsters because that seems like a thing that would be in the Munsters. And I'm pretty sure I remember that. Which family patriarch becomes a pro wrestler named the Mask Marvel? This one is one that I watched fairly recently. That one's the Munsters. Which family plans to vacation on Mars? I don't think the Munsters would have enough money to do that, so I'm going to go the Addams Family.
Yeah!
Which show features an episode where the family is chosen by a magazine as America's Average Family? I'm pretty sure that's Addams Family. No? It was the Munsters? What? What family has a visiting family member who ends up in a zoo exhibit? That one's Addams Family, I know for sure. It's Cousin It. Cousin It ends up in a zoo exhibit. What family has a son who picked up the unwanted nickname Shorty? I'm not sure. Munsters? Yeah, okay. Yeah. So people were picking on Eddie. Yep, that makes sense. Which one of these shows features an episode of Amnesia from the set of old Indian clubs. I remember this episode. This is like one of my favorite episodes. I just find it super funny. It's Herm. What? Okay. Yeah. So both Gomez and Hermit, I didn't read the question properly. That's why. I just saw the amnesia part and my brain went Munsters. Because there's an episode of the Munsters where Herman gets a large safe dropped on his head. But this one they were talking about at the set of an old Indian club, and that was Gomez. Okay, I didn't read that question properly. Which family fears their young son is transformed into a chimp? That one's Adam's family. Yep, that one's also an episode I recently watched. Uncle Fester accidentally traps Pugsley in the secret chamber. The family fears that the youngest member of the Addams family had been turned into a chimp. Okay, last question. Which family's patriarch runs for mayor? That is Addams family, because he was upset with how things were being run. He thought taxes were too low and he didn't like how things were being run, so Gomez ran for mayor. Well, that is my episode for today. I really hope you enjoyed it. I really encourage you to go and watch both of these shows. Thanks for listening, and see you next time on the Rewind Podcast.